With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. As craft beer continues to gain popularity, breweries in Michigan and across the country are growing and expanding their production lines. But that growth comes at a cost. More beer equals more wastewater, and wastewater costs a lot of money to treat. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg brings us the story of how one local brewery is dealing with the problem, and one researcher who thinks he could transform the wastewater into fertilizer, medicine, or even fuel.
When Walker Modick was hired as the sustainability specialist for Bell's Brewing in Comstock a few years ago, he was immediately confronted with a big problem. Bell's turns out a lot of wastewater, at least 30 million gallons every year. And this wastewater isn't like the stuff going down your shower drain. This water is loaded with chemicals from hops, alcohols, and sugars. The fees from sending that to the Kalamazoo Wastewater Treatment Plant made costs skyrocket.
So finding a way to manage the quantities that we were sending down the pipe was really the challenge. I think we were third or fourth in the area in terms of loaded volume to the city. So we were a big user.
So how do you fix such a huge problem? Well, Modick built this.
This is basically the sound of a lot of pumps in service of microbes.
A few hundred feet from the Bell's production plant is a custom-built water treatment facility. Pipes pump in wastewater, squeeze out the big solids, and then treat the rest with an ecosystem of tiny bugs. Their job is to eat the chemicals from the water's sugars and alcohols. Modick says by the end of the process, the water is clean enough so the city will take it without charging enormous cleaning fees. He says it's been a lot of trial and error so far, but he's finally feeling a little more comfortable with the new system.
I feel like I have to knock on wood even saying it out loud. We'll see. You know, you could be here in 2 weeks and I'll have a different story. But we're getting our arms around it.
In large craft breweries, water treatment plants have become standard. Several breweries along the California coast have installed similar systems. Despite construction costs in the millions, these breweries think they're worth it. But head over to the W.K. Kellogg Biological Station in Hickory Corners, and one researcher is trying to take things a step further, to use algae to make this wastewater even cleaner.
Yeah, take a whiff.
Oh!
Yeah.
That is not great.
It's pretty rough.
Inside the biological station, Michigan State University graduate student Jacob Nally pulls out a big tub of really green, really smelly water. The green stuff is algae. Nally studies it, how to make different species work together and grow in different environments. Algae is valuable, he says. You can potentially sell it as medicine, fertilizer, or fuel. But growing algae requires a lot of chemicals, like nitrogen and phosphorus. Nally realized that those were the exact same chemicals in the wastewater from breweries.
So the nitrogen and phosphorus are perfect for us, and that's why brewery wastewater is perfect for algal cultivation.
So this summer, Nally tested his theory. He took samples of wastewater from a local brewery. The water had already been treated in a few ways, but it was still murky and full of nitrogen and phosphorus. Over a few months, Nally performed tests on the water, combining it with different species of algae to see what would happen. The results?
I mean, it was so dense with algae that it was like, I mean, if this was in your fish tank, your fish would die. Like, it's that heavy. So, I mean, this stuff was growing at immense levels. I mean, it was crazy.
All that algae is a very good thing. It means that, in a lab at least, brewery wastewater is a good environment to help algae grow. But Nally is more excited about what happens once he removes the algae from the wastewater. When he did that, the water was clean. Not quite drinkable, but clean enough to be recycled back into a brewery to wash its equipment and floors. As for the algae, Nally has big dreams there.
And if we can mass cultivate this, it would be a really, really easy alternative to start to wean ourselves off of fossil fuels. By no means will it be one day we start growing algae and all of a sudden fossil fuels disappear, but it could be a stepping stone into this alternative energy economy.
But those in the algae industry say Nally's dreams are still a ways away. Only now are companies launching pilot wastewater projects with algae. One of those companies is Michigan-based Algal Scientific. Last year, it started treating the water at a major brewery's malting plant in the Pacific Northwest, then used the finished product as a fertilizer. Algal Scientific's process is different from Nalle's. They use more than just algae to treat wastewater, and they treat really murky water with a lot more chemicals inside of it. Algal Scientific CEO Jeff Horse says he was excited to hear about Nalle's work, but he says there are a lot more hurdles to overcome before algae can be used to take on thousands of gallons of wastewater. Horse says making the process profitable is still a big question, and it will likely take a lot of years and a lot more research before we know if it can be done on a large scale.
There's a high cost to doing this, and if it's millions and millions of dollars for each plant, they might do it once, but they're not going to do it at, 50 of their breweries.
Plus, Horse says researchers need to find a way for algae to survive the cold Michigan winters. But Walker Modick from Bell's, who we heard from earlier, he says he's excited that there simply is research happening. Water is a public good, he says, and preserving it isn't just important for breweries, but for everyone. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.